Throughout life, we tend to search for wonderful things, good things that'll bless us, good things that'll enrich our lives and the lives of those we love. But those wonderful things can often lead us astray. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Which one of us hasn't hoped for some wonderful thing to happen in our lives? Perhaps you've longed for a bigger home, a nicer car, a restful holiday. Or maybe it's the right marriage partner, or if you're married, a better marriage. So we set off after those things, none of which are bad in and of themselves, pursuing them with all our energy, only to discover that they aren't all that they were cracked up to be. So where do we find those wonderful things? Psalm 119, verses 17 and 18. Be good to me, your servant, so that I may live to obey your word. Open my eyes so that I can see the wonderful things in your teachings. What a great prayer. What a brilliant thing to ask of God, that he would be good to us, that he'd help us to obey his word, that he'd open up our eyes to see what? Wonderful things in his teachings. Let me tell you, when we pray like that before we open our Bible, amazing things begin to happen. The Holy Spirit speaks his wisdom, his love, his power into our lives. He blesses us with the most amazing discoveries, the most wonderful things right there through his word. Wisdom and insight about ourselves, about others, about our relationships, about our walk with God that'll enrich our lives beyond measure. Open my eyes so that I can see all the wonderful things in your teachings. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And there are indeed so many wonderful things for us to discover together in the mighty word of God. That's why I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas? Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.